The fallen roof kept the interior in shadow. Ryan led the way, crawling on hands and knees under the lowest part, managing to straighten after a few feet, looking around him. Christy was at his side, Doc also standing up.
Gaia!
That said it all. The two other Freezy centers that they'd entered had been in good shape, more or less fully functioning. Here, there was no suspended life, only death. Old death. The pods that had held the cryogenically treated bodies were smashed, torn apart by the angry, shifting earth. Cables and life support systems had been ripped away. It lay like a nest of torpid reptiles all around the cracked floor.
The roof.
A light dust filtered down across Ryan's head and shoulders. He shrugged it off.
Don't take too long, partner.
Be out in a minute.
Protected from sun and rain and from the attacks of voracious animals, the interior of the large cryo chamber was surprisingly untouched. But the purpose that it had been built for had vanished in a single microsecond, a century ago. Ryan leaned over one of the broken capsules, looking into the shattered inside, and saw the torn ends of several tubes and the plastic shroud that had once held a human being in frozen, suspended animation. The body was gone, rotted down to a distorted skeleton, the bones all wrapped in a layer of dark brown gristle and sinew. The flesh had melted away and dried into black dust. Ryan reached in and took a handful, holding it out at arm's length and letting it trickle through his fingers to the floor.
There's God's plenty. Such was man.
It was good to scramble back out into the morning sun.
Oh, fuck this.
Mildred stopped, surprised by the sudden flatness in Strasser's voice. They'd reached the far side of the devastated complex, moving through various open spaces between fallen buildings. Strasser had tied her hands again and had taken the lead, dragging on a length of thin rope. Now he'd halted, having just stepped over a low wall. Behind and below him, Mildred wasn't able to see what it was that had brought him to a standstill.
What's wrong?
Over the last hour or so, Strasser had become even more taciturn, snarling and muttering to himself.
Come and look, bitch.
Mildred hopped clumsily over the wall and stood alongside Strasser.
Jesus.
There was nothing in front of her feet. 6 feet of seamed concrete and then space. The whole building ended as if a gigantic cleaver had sliced through it, carving down past the bedrock, leaving a hacked cliff that dropped sheer and smooth for 300 feet.
I'm not gonna fuck around anymore. No more running or hiding from that bastard. No, this is it.
You going to jump?
This is a good day to die, bitch. Before it's done, there'll be some chilling. Maybe me, maybe you, maybe Ryan, or any of the other bastards. This is enough.
He pulled at the rope, leading her back over the parapet toward the sprawling remnants of the redoubt.
Where are we going now?
To find Corder and chill him.
Christy found the entrance. They'd gone a long way through the sprawling ruins, finding more and more of the perilous patches of soft, clinging sand, filling every hollow and dip.
Hold it there, Jack.
What?
She looked around her.
I saw something in here.
She tapped her forehead.
There is a way in, and there is part untouched.
The gateway?
I don't know, lover. Might be. I can feel deeps around us. There's a doorway over...
She looked around and pointed to a shattered corner of a wall.
Just around there.
It had been the main weapons complex, which meant it had been built with extra reinforcements, and there was a massive sector standing slightly ajar. Ryan put his face to the gap and tried to see inside, but it was full dark. The air smelled stale and dusty, but he tasted worse. He touched the cool metal, and it moved, feather balanced, despite the damage all around it. Ryan eased it open a couple of feet to give them room to squeeze inside. A string of ceiling lights flickered on, showing a corridor ahead, totally bare. On the wall to his right, there was a large annotated map of the redoubt. Generally, the Mat-Trans units would be hidden far below the safest and most secure areas of the redoubts. If the gods smiled on them, then they could be all right. Ryan called over his shoulder.
Looks promising. I'll take a look at this plan. Keep watch for Strasser out there.
Christy peered around the sec door, her hair catching the fire of the sun.
Want us to come in with you?
Ryan moved out to stand in the doorway at her side, looking around the ruins of the big redoubt, watching from instinct for the glint of light off metal or glass. But he could see nothing moving. Away to the south, there was the stump of a tall tower. A frail bridge ran from it to a similar tower, dominating the only part of the fortress that they hadn't yet moved to explore. As far as he could see, the space below the rusted gantry was brimming with leprous yellow sand.
Leave one on watch, and the rest can come inside with...
Strasser punched Mildred in the stomach, bending her over. She puked as she fell to her knees and fought for breath. But the skull-faced man wasn't finished.
Good one!
Mildred rolled sideways, trying to protect herself.
Bitch! Bitch! I had him straight on the crosshairs! Put him down and the rest and fucking run!
Sorry.
He stopped as quickly as he'd started, turning away from her and slinging the rifle over his shoulder. Strasser glanced through the window, but the wide square below the opport was deserted. At the impact of the bullet from Strasser's rifle, a yard to the left of Ryan's head, they'd all taken cover.
You really came close to the big chill, bitch. Not getting to me like that, and well...
Strasser shook his head.
Yeah. Now, the game's all changed.
At least we know Skullface is still around.
JB was flattened against the inside wall of the redoubt. He pushed back the brim of his fedora and looked around, smiling a little to himself. Now that the trigger had been squeezed, the armorer was at home in his own world. Ryan looked around the corner of the door, trying to work out where the shot had come from, quickly deciding it could only have come from the farther of the two towers. From there, Strasser could dominate the whole area, ready to pick off anyone that tried to make a move. The one thing that genuinely puzzled Ryan was how his old enemy could possibly have missed him at that range. He knew the rusty rifle and what it could do. The shot couldn't have been more than 200 yards, maybe less. Yet the bullet had gone well wide. The most likely explanation had to be that Court Strasser was injured, damaged a wrist or a shoulder when his raft crashed over the fall. Behind him, Doc was looking at the main section planned for the redoubt.
This brings back so many splinters of my poor old memory. It appears that the fortress was abandoned before Armageddon and the opening of the last seal that brought the silence. The silence between heaven and earth.
Is there a gateway shown, Doc?
Project Cerberus. A part of the Overproject Whisper. A small segment of the brutish terminal totality concept.
Doc!
Yes?
The gateway. Is there anything on the map showing a gateway?
Ryan continued to look for any sign of Strasser, while behind him, Doc was tracing his bony forefinger around the plan.
Ah, here we are. Mattran's department. Closed red. Entry forbidden to this section to all but B-16 cleared personnel. That's it, my friends. And it appears to be almost directly beneath us. Just three floors below.
Better check.
Jack started to move toward a closed door to their far right.
Better chill Strasser first.
Yeah, right.
Mildred couldn't decide whether any of her ribs had been broken. Breathing hurt, but the blood that flooded her nose didn't make it any easier. She spat out a clot of red-black blood under the pale stones near her face. Strasser turned from the obsolet to face her.
Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to think.
What's to think about? One way or the other, it's time for the last train to the coast, isn't it? That's the phrase, right?
Strasser knelt down, touching her face.
Yes, madam. I think it probably is. But I'll not make that ride alone.
He stood up again, the riding crop dangling from his belt. There was still no sign of movement from below him. Slightly to his left, he could see the spider-thin bridge of tilting iron over the drop to the quicksand lake.
Yeah, that'll do fine.
Carter!
The voice was familiar and echoed around the long abandoned fortress. Ryan, just within the heavy sec door, could hear every word.
Carter! I know you're there! And I'm fucking tired of all this running! What are you suggesting, Stressor?